In studio now, I have Jackie Haughey from Citizens Information. Good afternoon, Jackie.
Good afternoon, John. We're going to talk about illness benefit today. But just before we go to illness benefit, I'd just like to mention that the Citizens Information, we're having a public information day on Friday, the 5th of April, here in the building on power of attorney. We have a solicitor speaking about power of attorney, how to attain it, and what you need to do. And that's here, as I said, on the 5th of April in the Civic Centre, Bunratty Road in Coolock, between 10 and 12. So that's Friday week in the morning time here in the building, and everybody is welcome. And just to remember too that we are back taking appointments for our free will service. We were very backdated, but our service is up and running again, and we're taking appointments for this year for our, to make a free will. We're also taking appointments for our CAVA, which is, we have an accountant that sits twice a month, and he comes if you have any problem with your taxes or you're starting up your own business, give us a ring. I mean, make an appointment for you to come up and see our accountant or our free will service. That's back in operation again. We're taking appointments again. So, illness benefit. I'm going to go through illness benefit, what it means. Illness benefit is for people that are working who become unwell. They call it a short-term payment, but it's payable up to 2 years, depending on your PRSI contributions. So we'll just go through the rules. You must apply for illness benefit within 6 weeks of becoming ill. No payment is made for the first 6 days of illness benefit, which are known as the waiting days. So, and then the time only after the 6 days, they start paying you. It's usually your third cert going in before you get paid, but it will be backdated to you. Now, to qualify for the illness benefit, you must have at least 104 weeks of PRSI contributions paid since you first started work, and either 39 weeks of PRSI contributions paid or credited in the relevant tax year, of which 13 must be paid contributions. If you do not have the paid 13 contributions in the relevant tax year, then 13 paid contributions in one of the following tax years can be used instead. So either of the tax years before the relevant tax year is the last completed tax year before you put your claim in, or the current tax year. Or you can have 26 PRSI contributions paid in the relevant tax year and 26 weeks PRSI paid in the tax year immediately before the relevant tax year. Now, the way they word that, the relevant tax year, this is 2019, so the relevant tax year is 2017. They go 2 years before. If you were looking for it in 2018, it'd be 2016. So then the year prior to that, if you're looking at 2018 and you're going 2016, you can have the 26 paid in 2017. So that's the way they work it. So the only PRSI contributions paid in class A, E, H and P count towards illness benefit. Now, illness benefit, as I said, is paid up to a maximum of 2 years. But 2 years or 1 year, 312 days, if you've been only have between 104 and 259 reckonable PRSI contributions. So it does depend on how long you're working. If you're working anything over 3 years, you're covered for the first 2 years. Now, the only other thing to remember about illness benefit, as I said, it is classed as a short-term payment. It's paid up to a maximum of 2 years as long as that you're still unwell. After that or during that, if you discover that you have a long-term illness, you can go for invalidity pension. Both invalidity pension and illness benefit are not means tested or based on your PRSI contributions. If you haven't got a long-term illness that you're available, that you're eligible for invalidity pension, it'd be disability allowance you'd be going for, you'd have to apply for after the 2 years if you were still unwell. And this, you don't have to be permanently incapable of work. You only have to have be incapable for at least 12 months. But disability allowance is means tested. Okay, so the payment is broken down differently. You have to earn an average amount of earnings to get the full rate. So if you earn less than 150 euros a week from, it could be a part-time job, you'll only receive 91.10 on the illness benefit. If you earn between 150 euros and 219.99, you get 131 euros. If you earn between 220 and 299.99, you get 159. Once you earn over 300 euros a week, you get the full rate that only went up by 5 euros this month, and it's gone up now to the full personal rate of 203 euros. Illness benefit is a taxable income, so if you're married or cohabiting, you have to let the revenue know that, and it'll be included in your partner's tax credits and be deducted accordingly. As I said, it is a taxable income. How to apply? You go to your doctor and you get your first cert. It's a big one, and you fit all your details in, and he also gives you an interim cert as well. And you go down every week that you're unwell down to your doctor and get your Med1 form, and you continue to send them in each week as long as you're unfit for work. And they could decide after 6-8 months, year, that maybe you need to put certs in every month or every 6 months, but that's down to illness benefit. And they would contact you and tell you if there's a change of when they want your certs in. Also, they do allow you to work on illness benefit, but what you would be applying for is a payment called partial capacity benefit. So what they do there is they assess your disability and they award you a payment of either up 50% or 75% or up to 100% of your payment, depending on what way they determine your illness, whether it's mild, moderate or severe. And most people, they do it at mild, and their payments are reduced by half the amount, and then you can work, and the income that you're is not taken into account because it's not means tested, so you can earn as much as you like and keep up to half of your illness benefit weekly on the partial capacity benefit. So there's loads of other things you can also claim if you were looking after a sick or ill relative, child, parent, whoever. You can also apply for a half rate in carers allowance while you're doing the caring and get your illness benefit with that. Or you can also get it with invalidity or disability allowance and claim a half rate carers. You wouldn't get a full rate carers because, even though you'd be doing the full time caring, because you're already in receipt of another social welfare payment, but you would get the carer support grant once you're in receipt of the half rate carers of the 1700 every June. Now that's it for that's most of the information on the illness benefit. If you're unsure about your PRSI contributions and what you'd be paid, how long you'd get it for, whether the illness benefit is the right one for you, maybe it should be invalidity or disability allowance, drop up to us here in the Civic Centre on the top floor. We open from 9 to 4:30 Monday to Friday. We just close from lunch from 1 to 1:30. We're a drop-in service, no need to make an appointment. Or you can email us at northside.sidinfo.ie, or you can give us a ring at 0761 078 190. That's 0761 078 190. Or you can, and just drop into us, but there doesn't usually be many queues, you wouldn't be waiting long. As I said, drop off if any queries to do any of the disability, illness or invalidity payments. And that's it, John. Just remember everybody that it's going to be a great we're hoping for a great turnout next week for the Power of Attorney. It's a public information day. We have a solicitor here to answer any questions on Power of Attorney. And it's next Friday, 5th of April, between 10 and 12. And all is welcome.
OK, Jackie, thank you for that. And we'll talk again next week.